Among our visitors in the evening was Mr. Muir, the young Scottish mountaineer, student, and enthusiast who has taken sanctuary in the Yosemite, who stays by the variable valley with marvelous constancy. Not profoundest snows can chill his ardor, nor earthquakes can shake his allegiance. He has the serious air and unconventional ways of a man who has been much with nature in her grand solitary places. That tourist is fortunate who can have John Muir for a guide in and out about the valley. She goes on to say, the Bridal Veil is my favorite Yosemite cataract. There is for me a tender, retrospective charm to the name. Just beyond the Bridal Veil is the lovely little trickling cascade called the Virgin's Tears. Had the sight of the floating, flouting veil anything to do with that lachrymose condition? We who reached the veil lingered about it for hours, read and slept, botanized, and shouted poetries in each other's ears. When the rainbows came, we went far up into the very heart of the splendor. We could have jumped through the radiant hoops like circus performers.